Hey, y'all. Welcome back to the Semi-Seminarian, your favorite spiritual pit stop where we blend theology with a side of goofiness, but always with a genuine heart. I'm Pastor Jim. Yeah, the guy who thinks megachurches and McMansions are a bit overrated, but faith and fellowship are not. Today, we're going to bust out our mental blue suede shoes and we're taking a pilgrimage to Paul Simon's Graceland, complete with a few Elvis nods. Natural. Well, let's start right at the beginning. The song begins with the lyrics, "The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar, following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War." Now, picture Highway 61, that blacktop ribbon snaking through the Delta like Elvis's sequin jumpsuit. Flashy, full of stories, and a little bit dangerous if you're not paying attention. Bob Dylan's 1965 song, Highway 61 Revisited, also captures the highway's mythic status in American music, reflecting its central role in American culture long before Simon's journey. Dylan's lyrics with lines like, "God said to Abraham, kill me a son," directly invoke Genesis, probing themes of obedience, sacrifice, and divine questioning. By recontextualizing Old Testament stories in a modern, tumultuous America, Dylan transforms Highway 61 into a spiritual highway, a place where pilgrims, prophets, passers-by wrestle with God's presence amid social chaos. His verses remind us that theological reflection isn't just confined to the pews. It also pulses through folk and rock music long before Paul Simon's own pilgrimage. When Simon mentions that Delta was shining, think Exodus 14:22, Moses leading Israel through parted waters. Here, the Mississippi River stands in for that parted sea. Singing about it shining calls to mind God's hands at play, transforming brutality into beauty, sorrow into song. The cradle of the Civil War reminds us that God often uses the broken places to birth new life. Delta's history of suffering under slavery, Jim Crow, and sharecropping becomes a canvas for divine redemption. Then Simon declares, "I'm going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee." Simon isn't merely flying to Elvis's mansion. He's echoing Psalms 84, verses 5 through 7. Pilgrims whose hearts are set on Zion, declaring a pilgrimage towards divine favor, calling it Graceland, transforms it into a symbol of God's unmerited favor, a place where past failures and present hurts are welcomed, not judged. But in the late 1800s, early 1900s, the Delta was the epicenter of American cotton production. It was also the epicenter of misery for sharecroppers. Families lived in tin roof shacks, worked dawn till dusk, and split pennies so that maybe just one of the children could eventually attend school. Those same families gathered in tiny church buildings, sometimes built from salvaged lumber, where they raised their voices in spirituals. That land gave birth to Delta blues legends like Robert Johnson and Son House. The songs carried pain, yes, but also hope and the promise of something beyond the next crop cycle. By the 1960s, Highway 61 had become the Freedom Road. Civil rights activists boarded those buses, clergy, students, grandparents, singing, "We shall overcome under the threat of real violence." Local churches opened their basements as sanctuaries. Neighborhoods formed knitting circles to knit quilts for the jail. Pastors mobilized midnight prayer vigils. That's communal solidarity in action. Imagine being crammed into an old station wagon with your cousins, nieces, aunts, and your grandma who insists, for whatever reason, on packing a casserole, you know, just in case we get hungry. The car smells of cornbread, homemade lemonade, the faint hum of a hymnal, someone whistled. That's relational glue. You share everything, songs, sweat, sorrow. When Simon says, I'm following the river down the highway, he's not just mapping a route. He's inviting us into a caravan of hearts that pray, laugh, fight, and heal together. The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar. I'm following the river down the highway through the cradle of the Civil War. I'm going to Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. Poor boys and pilgrims with families, we're all going to Graceland. My traveling companion is 9 years old. He's the child of my first marriage. But I've reason to believe we both will be received in Graceland. All right, y'all. Lace up those blue suede shoes because we're about to hit the Delta before we ever set foot in Elvis's front yard. The Delta shining like a national guitar reminds us that God often uses, again, those broken places for beautiful music. Remembering also, the Delta was the cotton machine field stretching like an epic saga of toil. Sharecroppers barely scraped by, churches doubled as spiritual havens and civil rights nerve centers. People risked jail, singing spirituals under Jim Crow's glare. Poor boys and pilgrims with families invokes deep journeys, parents teaching teens to pray under kerosene lamps, pooling again money so that they can survive. And my traveling companion is 9 years old. He is the child of my first marriage. That line just about slays you with its simplicity. Imagine glancing in the rear view and seeing your child, someone whose life is now shaped by your own mistakes. The child embodies the next generation, and Simon saying, son, we might be broken. Someone's saving us a seat at the table. That's relational faith. Acknowledging brokenness while offering hope to both father and child. And now we see a turn in the story. She comes back to tell me she's gone. As if I didn't know that. As if I didn't know my own bed. As if I'd never noticed the way she brushed her hair from her forehead. And she said, losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody sees the wind blow. Ouch. Someone break out the tissues, or at least maybe one of those famous Elvis scarves. Because that line cuts deep. Verse 2 is heartbreak set to a beat. Losing love is like a window in your heart. That's a poetic lament reminiscent of Psalm 42:3. My tears have become my food day and night. When your heart is a window, every breeze of gossip, every whisper of pity sees right through you. Yet scripture tells us God collects our tears and uses our laments to refine our faith. Simon's open lament here invites God to meet him in public heartbreak. Public? Well, listen. In a small southern town, a divorce is front page gossip. Neighbors whisper in grocery aisles. Church bulletins note your absence. and family reunions pivot awkwardly. That window in your heart is on display for all, and the social pressure can be brutal. Yet that same community can bake casseroles, pray in living rooms, and wrap you in healing hugs. She comes back to tell me she's gone, as if I didn't know my own bed. That's the ultimate gut punch, knowing she's gone, but still hearing it. Those little reminders, her brushing her hair from the forehead, they're all now, as Simon mentions, ghosts. My traveling companions are ghosts and empty sockets. He's now haunted by his memories, yet he still believes we all will be received in Graceland. That's relational hope. Even when you feel exposed, grace is offered by those who choose compassion. Now he talks about another character, another element to this pilgrimage. He says, there's a girl in New York City who calls herself the human trampoline. And sometimes, when I'm falling, flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, whoa, so this is what she means. She means we're bouncing into Graceland. And I see losing love is like a window in your heart. Everybody sees you're blown apart. Everybody feels the wind blow. But I'm going to Graceland. All right. Let's swap Delta Dust for Manhattan Grit for just a minute and meet the human trampoline and learn why grace sometimes arrives in the weirdest packages. In Galatians 6 and 2, Paul urges us to bear one another's burdens. And here, enter the human trampoline, someone who literally catches you when you fall. Simon's, whoa, so this is what she means, is his epiphany. Grace often shows up in flesh and blood. That's incarnational theology, God meeting us through people who catch us and send us back upright. Picture a subway performer in New York City calling herself the human trampoline in a concrete jungle where everyone's got their guard up. She offers unconditional support. If you tumble, I've got you. And that's a social marvel. That's grace on roller skates in the middle of Times Square. And it reminds us that community and salvation often arrive from the unexpected. Sometimes when I'm falling and flying, tumbling in turmoil, I say, ooh, this is what she means. We've all been there. Job loss, family crisis, existential dread. That human trampoline is that friend who says, no matter what, I've got you. That's relational resurrection. Ephesians 4 and 2 calls to be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing one another's burdens in love. By the time that Simon sings in Graceland, he knows he's not alone. Community has his back. Now let's talk about mysterious longing and invitation. Simon continues, for reasons I cannot explain, there's some part of me that wants to see Graceland, and I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, or maybe there's no obligations now. And maybe I have a reason to believe. We all will be received in Graceland. All right, we've hit the home stretch. Final verse, final chorus, where mystery meets mercy. For reasons I cannot explain, echoes Ecclesiastes 3 and 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he's put eternity into man's heart. Sometimes we feel a divine tug we can't fully articulate. That some part of me is often the Spirit's whisper, calling us to unknown terrain. Then he wonders, I may be obliged to defend every love, every ending, but then he pivots, or maybe there's no obligations now, and maybe I have a reason to believe. we all will be received in Graceland. Well, that's Romans 8 and 1. Therefore, now there is no condemnation. Grace is a party with no cover charge. And we live in a justify your trip culture. Show me your footprints, your resume, your past performance. What have you done for me lately? But Simon's saying, maybe I don't owe anyone an explanation. Maybe, just maybe. Grace is that simple. Imagine strolling into Elvis's mansion wearing rhinestone sunglasses and a grin. Your past baggage doesn't need a boarding pass. And in relationships, look, we juggle guilt ledgers, right? You did this, I did that. People expect explanations. Why did you walk away? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? Simon admits there's no tidy explanation, just faith that we all will be received in Graceland. It's an open door invitation to come as you are. So, on our road trip down Highway 61, let's unpack. Let's look at our roadmap. We first set foot in the Delta, the land of cotton fields and blues and broken promises, where a father and his 9-year-old son head to Memphis, believing grace still awaits. We next stopped off and confronted raw heartbreak, publicly exposed like a cracked window, and learned that lament can be both honest and communal. On the next leg, we met our human trampoline, a person who catches us even when we fall and sends us back skyward. It reminds us community can be a divine springboard. And on the final turn, we embrace that mysterious spirit-given pull, set aside the need to defend every one of our flaws and just simply proclaim that everyone will be welcomed in Graceland. And one of the things I think that's beneath it all, one truth echoes clear like a bell. Spiritual maturity blossoms in authentic community. We are not solo troubadours. We're part of a caravan of hearts, learning, laughing, crying, and bouncing back together. Well, y'all, we've crawled through Delta soil, hopped on that New York trampoline, stared grief in the face, and still found a buffet of grace. That, dear friends, is inviting everyone in, whether you are all shook up or heartbreak hotel levels of broken. Remember, cherish your heritage. Your ancestors sang spirituals under kerosene lamps and marched for justice. Their story should fuel your hope. Wear your scars because visibility and grief invites community into your restoration. Hey, be a human trampoline. Catch someone else in crisis. Be the friend who says, jump, I've got you. And trust the invitation. In Graceland, no resume is required. No past is shameful. It's an open house of grace. So let's pray. Gracious God, you've transformed dusty fields into shining stages. Guide us down the highways of hope. Thank you for the Delta's spiritual songs, for all the human trampolines who catch us, and for the grace that never demands, no, not one single explanation. Forgive us when we try to journey alone, when we hide our pain or we refuse to be caught. Teach us to lament openly, to bounce each other back upright, and to feast at your table without apology. And may we, just like Simon, believe everyone will be received in Graceland, your divine banquet of mercy. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And remember, Elvis may have left the building. Grace never checks out. Until next time, this is Pastor Jim reminding you, in the kingdom of grace, there's always room at the inn and someone's always ready to catch you. God bless you and keep on rocking in the free world, y'all.